With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
A 22-year-old Utah man has been charged with murder in Charlie Kirk's shooting. A court affidavit says 22-year-old Tyler Robinson has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily harm, and obstruction of justice. Formal charges are expected early next week. Utah Governor Spencer Cox said Robinson had indicated to a family friend afterwards that he was responsible for the assassination.
It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals. This cuts to the very foundation of who we are, of who we have been, and who we could be in better times.
Cox said that engravings on bullets found in a rifle were cited as evidence, and also chatting app messages that a roommate shared with law enforcement.
Cox ended with a message about social media in the video that circulated online showing the shooting.
Social media is a cancer on our society right now, and I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Memphis is
that's the next city.
Deeply troubled.
President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. In an interview on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Trump says the mayor, Democrat Paul Young, and Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee are happy about the move.
We're going to fix that just like we did Washington.
This comes after Mayor Young issued a statement saying he'd been informed the deployment was under consideration and said he was committed to working to ensure any efforts strengthen the community and build on their progress. Trump said he would have preferred to go to Chicago and needled the Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker for resisting the idea.
We'd love to save Chicago. We don't want to go into a hostile. By the way, the people will greet us.
Right.
But you know, they have professional agitators.
He suggested St. Louis and New Orleans were also under consideration.
New Orleans is really in bad shape, and the governor wants us to go in. We'll do that too.
Audio courtesy Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends. I'm Jennifer King.
13 years after her death, Whitney Houston's voice is back in a duet. It's a ballad version of a Whitney Houston classic.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade.
The duet is with Callum Scott.
I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna feel the heat with somebody.
You can hear it on the song. I didn't oversing. I didn't do anything new. I didn't do any ad-libbing. I felt like I gently walked alongside Whitney.
Scott says it's one of the honors of his career. The song got the go-ahead from Pat Houston, Whitney's sister-in-law and executor of her estate.
It's the right connection. It's the right platform. And it certainly is the right artist.
Pat Houston says Whitney was a balladeer, and that's why we all fell in love with her. And Callum turned the song into a beautiful ballad. I'm Ed Donahue.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment diet plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This weekend, thousands of Austin devotees from all over the world are descending on Bath, England for a 10-day festival celebrating the author of Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility. The highlight is a Regency costume promenade, expected to draw some 2,000 people. The popularity of the show Bridgerton has renewed interest in all things Regency and drawn in a new generation of fans. These are the Hampshire Regency dancers who gather regularly in Winchester, England to practice historical dancing. Most members are fans of Jane Austen and all things to do with the Regency period in the early 19th century. They're just a small number of the thousands of Janeites who bring Austen's words and images to life by making their own period dress and performing the historical dances. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Disaster survivors are waiting longer for federal aid. A new AP analysis finds presidents took an average of less than 2 weeks to approve major disaster declarations during the 1990s and 2000s. Wait times grew to about 3 weeks during the past decade, and under President Trump, it's averaging more than a month for a request to be approved. The delays can be excruciating for victims seeking federal aid for living expenses and home repairs.
I'm just a poor country boy.
Buddy Anthony lost his house and vehicle when a tornado struck Tylertown, Mississippi. A used truck became his sleeping quarters for weeks as he waited for federal aid.
I lost everything I had. I had to start all over again.
The longer waits for a major disaster declaration can also hamper local recovery and rebuilding efforts. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said President Trump is doing a more thorough review than previous administrations and making sure federal tax dollars are spent wisely to supplement state actions, not replace them. Jackson says gone are the days of rubber stamping FEMA recommendations. I'm Jennifer King.
This year's Song of the Summer is mellower than songs from previous summers. Billboard started its weekly Song of the Summer chart in 2010. California girls were unforgettable. Number one then, Katy Perry's California Girls. Even last year's summer song, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen's I Had Some Help had a buzzing energy. This summer, for the past 14 weeks and counting, the top spot has been held by a love ballad. Alex Warren's Ordinary.
I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary.
One reason Ordinary has done so well is a lack of competition. There were very few new songs on the chart. Also, music psychologist Ray Leone says there seems to be chaos every day, no matter where you look. And to counter that, people are using music to look more inward.
A new poll shows there is still interest in Hollywood award shows. TV ratings have not been strong recently for the big awards ceremonies.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Emmy goes to...
The Grammy goes to...
A new poll from the AP Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about 6 in 10 people say they've watched an award show, clips, or both in the last year. Just over half say they've watched clips from an award show. Ratings have trended lower, but cultural shifts are marking a resurgence. The Oscars remain the most viewed and most engaged with award show. They're coming off a 5-year high in viewers, about 20 million. The poll shows award shows, whether they're consumed through clips or live viewing, are more popular among Black and Hispanic adults than among white adults. It also suggests award shows may be appealing to a new generation, people 45 and younger. A new study says as the world gets hotter, Americans are turning to more sugar. Global warming can make you thirsty. When temperatures go up, lead author and environmental scientist at Cardiff University, Penn He, says water is not the first choice.
The
biggest driver of this increase happens in the sweetened beverage. So that's more related to, say, the Coke or juice or any types of a beverage that has added sugar in that.
There are other go-to options when it's hot,
such as ice creams or frozen yogurt. And we do observe a decrease of the added sugar consumption in the other groups. So there's a substitution effect across food groups.
The research shows at 54 degrees Fahrenheit, the amount of added sugar consumption for the average American is a little more than 2 grams. At 86 degrees, it's more than 15 grams. I'm Ed Donahue.
New findings by NASA's Mars rover has provided the strongest hints yet of potential signs of ancient life. The rover Perseverance has uncovered rocks in a dry river channel that may hold potential signs of ancient microscopic life.
It's a signature.
Nikki Fox is with the NASA Science Mission Directorate.
It's a sort of leftover sign. It's not life itself.
They stressed that they still need to analyze the sample, ideally in labs on Earth, before reaching any conclusions. The rover can't directly detect life. Instead, it carries a drill to penetrate rocks and tubes to hold the samples. It gathers samples from places that could have been most suitable for hosting life billions of years ago. Lead researcher Joel Hurwitz at Stony Brook University says it's the best, most compelling candidate yet in the rover's search for potential signs of long-ago life.
Some set of chemical reactions occurred at the time they were being deposited, and so we really wanted to understand what those reactions might have been.
Audio courtesy of NASA. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Researchers say they have confirmed the presence of an invasive species of tick, the Asian longhorn tick, in Maine, marking the farthest northeast in the U.S. where the pest has been discovered. The tick is native to East Asia and was first confirmed in the United States in New Jersey in 2017. It has since spread to more than 20 states, clustering mostly around the eastern third of the country. The female Asian longhorn can reproduce without mating, which means a single individual can create an infestation. Officials say the public can prevent tick bites by taking steps such as conducting rigorous tick checks, avoiding overgrown vegetation, and wearing protective clothing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cases of West Nile virus are running higher than normal. Most cases of the mosquito-borne disease are reported in August and September, but the CDC says case counts are running 40% higher than normal. Scientists say many people, perhaps tens of thousands each year, are infected but don't know it because they have no symptoms or only mild ones such as headaches, body aches, joint pain, vomiting, diarrhea, and rashes. In severe cases, damage to the central nervous system causes inflammation of the brain or spinal cord, and even death. The CDC says deaths from West Nile are on pace to be higher. No specifics were given. Colorado has reported about 150 cases, more than double what other states are reporting. When outdoors, the advice is to protect yourself by wearing long-sleeve shirts and pants when possible and use an EPA-registered insect repellent. David Bowie's archive is open to the public in London. 90,000 items were acquired from Bowie's estate by London's Victoria and Albert Museum.
From, you know, sketches that he's done, handwritten lyrics, costumes, instruments, even fan art, merchandise.
Curator Harriet Reed says there are handwritten notes from a movie in which Major Tom, the fictional astronaut floating in a tin can far above the world in Bowie's song Space Oddity, is sent to a disgruntled America. The exhibit features a lot of little things that made David Bowie tick.
The to-do list, things where he's making a record of the exhibitions he wants to see, the films he wants to see.
The exhibit also includes The Spectator, a stage musical about an 18th century London outlaw that Bowie was working on shortly before he died from cancer in 2016 at the age of 69. I'm Ed Donahue.
A majority of U.S. adults, about 6 in 10, think individual choices are a major driver of why people remain in poverty. About 43% favor the removal of homeless encampments in U.S. cities versus about 25% who are opposed. That's according to a new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Fewer than half of Americans polled mold say unfair systems are a major factor contributing to poverty, and about 4 in 10 blame a lack of government support. 80% say that homelessness has increased, and they are right. According to federal data, homelessness went up by 18% last year. Just over half of those polled think the government spends too little on those in need. Professor Bruce Meyer at the University of Chicago says it seems like people are a little conflicted. I'm Jennifer King.
A study published in Nature Microbiology suggests a tiny phytoplankton may decline sharply as oceans warm. Prochlorococcus is the smallest and most abundant phytoplankton. It's an essential part of the marine food web and produces about 1/5 of the planet's oxygen. The study finds it could shrink by half in tropical oceans over the next 75 years if surface waters exceed 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Many tropical and subtropical sea surface temperatures are already trending above average and are projected to regularly surpass 86 degrees over that same period. The findings challenge previous assumptions that Prochlorococcus would thrive in warmer waters. I'm Ben Thomas.
In this San Francisco club, Mahjong is all the rage. There's a DJ, custom cocktails, and a full house of young people playing the classic Chinese tile game. Part of a series of regular events by YLL Mahjong Club, Joyce Yam is a manager.
We've been growing from hosting events that first started with 50 to 80 guests. Now we're hosting events with over 200 guests that are always selling out.
Nicole Wong, founder of the Mahjong Project, who also wrote a book about it, learned to play from her Chinese grandparents.
It's a really tactile game and it's a really social game. It really easily builds community among people. I think also for the Asian American community, I think there's interest in connecting to your heritage and your culture.
Eventbrite reports a 179% increase in U.S. Mahjong events from 2023 to 24. I'm Julie Walker.
Hey, this is Russell Wilson.
This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce, and you're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to the all-new On Football with me, AP NFL writer Rob Motti. The NFL's Week 1, it kicked off with several great games highlighted by the Buffalo Bills rallying to beat the Baltimore Ravens 41-40. First ever 41-40 score in an NFL game. It was a playoff rematch between two teams who we could see them face off again in January. So coming up, we're going to talk to the man who led the Buffalo Bills to that incredible comeback, NFL MVP Josh Allen. But first, let's get to a few predictions. Pro Picks started the year off 13-3 straight up. Last week, 8-8 against the spread. Couple of half-point losses. It's okay. We'll take it. But the four-pack was 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the spread. We're going to go to our best bet first, and that's Jim Harbaugh's Chargers. They sent a message with their victory over the Chiefs in Brazil. They are a legitimate contender to prevent Kansas City from their 10th AFC West title. Justin Herbert was sensational, threw for 317 yards. They're on the road Monday night against Pete Carroll's Raiders, who they proved they're not going to be a pushover in the AFC West. The Chargers are 3.5-point favorites on the road. I'm taking the Chargers 30-23. For my upset special, I'm looking at Atlanta, +3.5 at Minnesota. Michael Penix was impressive in that loss against Tampa Bay. J.J. McCarthy balled out in the fourth quarter in his first career start to lead the Vikings to a comeback win on Monday night on the road in Chicago. Vikings D is banged up. It's a short week off an emotional win. That's why I'm leaning towards the upset. Falcons 23-20. Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl rematch. The Eagles could have lost last week to Dallas in the opener. If CeeDee Lamb catches a few of those passes, obviously not having Jalen Carter hurt the Super Bowl champs. The Chiefs looked out of sync week one in Brazil. The offense started slow. They lost Xavier Worthy. Patrick Mahomes rallied them late, but the D couldn't make any stops. Kansas City hasn't started 0-2 since 2014. Mahomes has never lost three games in a row. They were embarrassed by Philly in the Super Bowl. It's the revenge factor. Chiefs are 1-point home underdogs. I'm going to take Kansas City to win that game 26-24. For the last of the four-pack, Monday night, Tampa Bay at Houston. Texans are -2.5. Their offense struggled against the Rams. They can't afford to start 0-2, the two-time defending AFC South champs. C.J. Stroud should have more time in the pocket against the Buccaneers. Hassan Reddick had Tampa's only sack in that win against Atlanta. Baker Mayfield and Emeka Ibuka clicked right away, but this is a tough spot for the Bucs. Texans 27-20. Up next, NFL MVP Josh Allen. Josh Allen was one of several quarterbacks who didn't play a single snap in the preseason, but all he did in week one, well, 33 of 46, 394 yards, two touchdowns, plus he ran for 30 yards and scored two touchdowns on the ground. 251 of those passing yards, they came in the fourth quarter, and he rallied the Bills back from a 15-point deficit against the Ravens to a 41-40 win. Here's my conversation with Josh Allen, who's going to lead Buffalo on the road against the New York Jets in North Jersey this week.
Rob, how's it going?
What's going on, Josh? How are you, bud?
I'm doing great. Good to see you.
Just want to get into so much for Rust, right? No preseason snaps, and you guys come out clicking right from the start. How are you able to build that chemistry with everybody and just be able to go out there and do what you did against Baltimore?
Yeah, it's trusting our process, trusting our other 10 guys on the football field, trusting what Joe's calling, and you know, really sticking to our fundamentals and how we worked during training camp, and really just trying to pick up where we left off from last year.
Expectations, as you know, are so high for the Bills, but it's important to maintain that day-to-day focus as the leader. How do you do that for the team?
Well, I think the number one thing I can do is, one, be myself, try to be the best leader and teammate that I can be. And two, I've been asked, you know, what are your expectations for this year? I don't have any expectations. I just want to go out there and play football, work extremely hard, and just try to play to my full potential, you know, and the results will come with that. So, you know, being more focused on the process rather than the results.
How do you go from a start that you had in week one and just to be able to, you got a divisional rival, you're on the road, you look at the film, you watch them, just to maintain that week-to-week steadiness?
Well, we know, obviously, this is a different outfit than they have been maybe the last couple of years. You know, their coach is doing a good job with them. I thought they played extremely well during game one. You know, they're doing some things slightly different over there. You know, but it's a hungry team. It's a team that's playing really well. They played some really good football this last week, and we're going to have our hands full trying to understand what they're trying to do and go out there and execute to our best abilities, because they got some absolute players on that side of the ball.
I spoke to you, Josh, last year about playing with a chip on your shoulder. You're now an MVP. You've got all kinds of accolades and praise being heaped upon you. Does it get harder to play with a chip on your shoulder when all of that's going on around you?
No, I mean, I'm still as internally driven as I ever have been. Obviously, just maybe priorities and what I'm telling myself has changed. You know, all I'm trying to do is execute each play and help my team win a football game. And, you know, just trying to be a master of all situations that we're in and trusting, like I said, the process.
What do you see as the most important quality as a leader, as a quarterback, as the guy that everybody looks to?
I think it's authenticity. I think it's being the same guy every day. You know, I feel like people can't really know you unless you know yourself. So being as real as you can be, you know, and really getting to know each other and you know, finding out what makes certain guys tick.
What kind of steps do you take to make sure that happens? I've heard Aaron Rodgers talk about eating with different players in the cafeteria. Other guys have talked to me about maybe just chilling with defensive players, special teams players, whoever it may be. What do you do?
Yeah, it's sitting at different tables at lunch. It's inviting other people over for dinner. It's doing poker nights. It's in the OTAs, making sure, like, hey, like, come over, you know, have a nice little glass of apple juice and hang out and watch the games and watch the fight on, and just trying to be around the guys as much as possible, because I think the most important thing here is the brotherhood and the relationship that you form, because those relationships off the field pay dividends on the field.
Josh, you might be the most liked opponent by other teams' fan bases. I mean, teams out there, fans out there that want to hate their opposing players, they always say it's hard not to like Josh Allen. How does that make you feel?
I don't know. Like my whole mindset is, this is such a weird profession in those terms, because really 31 out of the 32 teams shouldn't like you. It's a good thing when they don't like you. That means you're probably doing something pretty good. So it's a weird situation to be in, but you know, I hope that they're saying those things because of, you know, the off the field impact stuff that I do, you know, the hospital and Oshawa Children's Hospital and the Patricia Allen Fund. So hopefully maybe that's why I can get behind that.
Hey, my wife and I have been happily married, Josh, for 13 years. For us, it's communication. That's the key, and building our foundation on the Lord. Do you have any marital advice for newlyweds out there?
You know, I'm only a couple months into it. I love my life. I love my wife. I think that's the most important thing, you know, making sure that your priorities are set and again, communication, making sure both sets of priorities are where they need to be. You know, and understanding, I guess, the wants and needs of each other.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for doing this and wish you a ton of blessings.
Thank you, Rob. God bless.
Back for a final word. I don't like to overreact to one game, but Aaron Rodgers sure looks like he has plenty left in the tank. The 41-year-old four-time NFL MVP kind of stuck it to Aaron Glenn in his coaching debut with the Jets. 22 of 30, 244 yards, 4 touchdowns, no turnovers. Aaron Rodgers earns my Take That performance of the week. Thank you to Josh Allen. Thank you for listening to On Football with me, AP's Rob Motti. And thanks to Haya Panjwani for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for the full pro picks on football analysis and more NFL news.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, an American nun is ousted after criticizing a Orthodox patriarch's support for Russia's war. And a church organ is played again after 800 years.
Good morning, everyone.
Sister Vasa Laren speaks to her YouTube followers about saints and holy days.
First of all, the nativity.
She's become one of the most prominent women intellectuals in Orthodoxy, but she spoke up about her opposition to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The synod of this church tried to silence me, to forbid me to do any internet activity that I've been doing for well over 10 years.
Eventually, her Russian bishop revoked her status as a nun.
I wasn't seeking to leave this church of my upbringing.
Today, Sister Vasa is still a nun, but she's now affiliated with a different jurisdiction, the Kiev-based Orthodox Church of Ukraine.
I do not get bullied by a church authority that has a problem with me stating my position.
The world's oldest church organ was played again for the first time in 800 years. AP's Julia Frankel explains.
I'm standing now in St. Saviour's Monastery in the old city of Jerusalem, where we've just listened to a little bit of history. What researchers say is the oldest organ in the entire Christian world was played here today after 800 years of silence. That represents the culmination of years of effort by a team of musicologists and experts from Spain and Jerusalem. This organ is from the 11th century, when they say the Crusaders brought it to Bethlehem and later buried it there to protect it from the Turks, in the hopes that one day it would be played again. And today was that day. We heard project director David Catalunya perform a liturgical chant on the original pipes from the 11th century organ. Researchers hope to finish restoring the entire organ. The original will be housed here in the Terra Sancta Museum, and then they hope to create copies to put in churches across Europe and the world in the hope that many people will be able to hear the music of the original organ.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
New interim Prime Minister, Supreme Court Chief Justice Shishila Kaki, is the first woman to head the Asian country's government following massive protests that collapsed the previous administration. Kaki, a popular figure when serving as the court's only female Chief Justice in 2016 and the following year, was sworn in Kathmandu late Friday. The appointment was announced by President Ramchandra Pudel's office. Street demonstrations starting Monday in Kathmandu over a social media ban had turned violent, with protesters attacking government buildings and police opening fire. The violence prompted the resignation of the previous Prime Minister. I'm Charles Tulledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.